For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Lots of General Assembly news today. After truckers complain, a new bill removes a provision for tolls on I-81 to fund much-needed improvements. Conservatives pounce on a viral video and attack the governor over comments on abortion. And the state Senate votes to reform the way that legislative districts are drawn. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, February 1st.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A new bill to fund much-needed improvements for Interstate 81 has dropped a provision for using tolls. Instead, the new bill dodges the funding question by creating a committee to review suggested improvements. The committee would have to issue a final report with funding recommendations to the General Assembly by December 15th. That change comes after trucking companies and a truck drivers group in the Shenandoah Valley announced opposition to truck tolls. The new bill by Delegate Steve Landis from Weir's Cave passed the House Transportation Committee 22-0. A viral video of a House subcommittee meeting has turned the General Assembly upside down and made it the focus of conservative media. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on the latest round of accusations.
Lawmakers don't usually debate bills that have already been tabled, but everyone here in Richmond is intensely focused on a bill introduced by Delegate Kathy Tran that would have eased restrictions on late-term abortions. That's because a video of Tran testifying before a subcommittee went viral and became the focus of conservative media. Here's Governor Ralph Northam appearing at a press conference to respond.
We are always willing to look at legislation, make improvements, have discussions, but let's do it in good faith. And these comments that have been made, the questions that have been asked, have been nothing more than political points.
Republicans say Tran's bill highlights the Democratic agenda. Here's House Majority Leader Todd Gilbert.
The bill, in fact, created an almost irrelevant standard that amounted to nothing that would allow a late-term abortion under these circumstances right up until the moment of birth for something as simple as a mental health concern.
Tran's bill is not about to head to the House floor, but it's certainly going to appear on the campaign trail. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
The state Senate has voted to reform the way that Virginia's districts are created. The proposed constitutional amendment would create a hybrid commission of 8 legislators and 8 citizens to draw legislative maps. All meetings, communications, and data would be open to the public. Citizens would also be able to give feedback on any proposed maps. That bill passed with a unanimous vote in the Senate, 40-0, and now moves to the House of Delegates. Well, Virginia lawmakers continue to talk about paying teachers more, but even if the state puts up more money, there is no guarantee that money will make its way into teachers' bank accounts. From partner station WCVE, Macon Pauley reports.
The thing about Governor Northam's proposed 5% teacher pay raise is, if school divisions can't come up with their full share of the local match, which is on average about 40% depending on the district, they lose it all. It's all or nothing. Chair of Virginia's House Education Committee, Steve Landis, says he's proposing something a little different.
Trying to see how you can make that flexible so the ones that have already done what they can do, they don't get penalized, and at the same time encourage others that want to raise the bar to be able to do that.
But details of what that flexibility will look like aren't clear yet. They will be this Sunday when the House and Senate issue separate versions of the state budget.
Megan Pauley, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
A bill that would have granted in-state tuition to some undocumented Virginia residents has been killed by the Senate Education and Health Committee. Also from partner station WCVE, Craig Carper reports.
Steve Yu was brought to the country illegally when he was a child. He says undocumented students simply can't afford out-of-state tuition.
So they either have to work several part-time jobs or they have to take a break from school or some decide to not attend at all.
Democratic Senator Jennifer Boysko of Fairfax was the bill's patron.
They're much more likely to become productive, active contributors of the Commonwealth if they are able to get a higher degree.
Senator Amanda Chase of Chesterfield was the lone Republican to support the bill in a previous vote.
I felt that those who are here came through no choice of their own, and their desire was to become permanent residents.
Chase ultimately changed her vote to no, but said she would work with stakeholders over the off-season to find a solution for next year.
Craig Carper, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
Finally today, for the 14th time, Virginia officials have denied parole for Jens Searing. The Daily Progress reports the German diplomat's son will continue serving his life sentence in prison for the 1985 killings of his ex-girlfriend's parents. Searing, now 52, initially confessed to killing Nancy and Derek Haysom, but he later recanted, saying he was covering for Elizabeth Haysom. She was convicted of being an accessory, and she will receive mandatory parole in 2032. Searing's attorney said that Searing is a model prisoner and has a solid release plan that would return him to Germany. He said the German embassy and Chancellor Angela Merkel back Searing's release. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.